Welcome to the Biz for Good show with your hosts, Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. The Biz for Good podcast is a fun and adventurous series that dives into the world of business, nonprofit, and startups, making a difference in the world for good. Get ready for another episode. Hey, cue that sick intro.
For good.
Welcome to the Biz for Good show. We are starting with a bang. We're actually starting right. We're not, hopefully we're starting right. Right, Ryan?
Always.
Welcome to the show, Mr. Dash, with us today. Woo. We are excited to have you on the show. Thank you so much, Michael, for saying yes to these wild and crazy guys that said, hey, come talk to us.
Absolutely. Wild and crazy. It's my middle name. So let's get this going.
We're in the right space, Ryan. Let's turn the time over to Ryan for segments. As usual, Michael has said, yeah, sure, I'll take the challenge and be on the segments with you. So he's here to talk with us about the segments.
Awesome. Thanks for being in the
studio. Oh, and unfortunately, Sky is not here, so we're going to wing it.
We're winging it, folks. All right, we're going to start with the B4G Studio News, and we want to thank our sponsors at this time. We've got to say thank you to them.
Thank you to the sponsors. Without the sponsors, well, we'd still probably do the show.
Yeah, for sure. That's right. Again, with ReGraphics. We're going to be...
Re-graphics. You have graphics? How about re-graphing those graphics?
That's right. So ReGraphics specializes helping startup, entrepreneurs, leaders, founders, and all those crazy cool guys and ladies. And
Don't forget the ladies.
Yeah, you can't forget the ladies.
They're founders, too. amazing women entrepreneurs.
Oh, there it is. There really is.
We are grateful for them. ReGraphics is a full design company that dives deeper into your brand and provides free design audit to see if your graphics are reaching your market.
How do you find ReGraphics?
You can go to facebook.com/ReGraphics with an X, and then 801-970-2732, call directly.
Awesome. We also like to say... Speak Up Speaker Studio, professional speaker studio. If you are a speaker, wannabe speaker, if you're an entrepreneur, you know you're going to make more impact in front of the room than you are going to be giving your business card to the guy beside you. So be the person in front of the room. Learn how to make the impact you want to make in the world by getting up and speaking your message. A lot of people say they want to be a speaker, but they don't understand what the message is inside them to get it out. And that's what Speaker Professional Speaker Studio is all about. It's the studio to come and learn and grow and connect with your message to connect with everybody else. So check it out, speakupspeakers.com.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's check get it out. Speaking.
All right, and if you wouldn't
be we can't forget EFL360.com. Entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders, if you want a space to come and connect with people that are creating companies, that are making companies, that have been founders, that know how to lead, if you want a space where it's safe for you to have your ideas, your entrepreneurial spirit, and get some excitement going on, come to EFL360. EFL360.com. Go to the meetings and click and see where we're at.
All right, Bobby.
I get excited.
Do you do voiceovers by any chance?
I think that's our next move, right?
Yeah.
We're going to do that.
Ryan actually has the coolest voice, but he's kicking back.
Always wanted to do that.
Just can't read, though, so it would be hard for me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can't read a little. I can read.
So, yeah, just a reminder, if you found this podcast and listening to us, we also do a live streaming every Thursday at 2 p.m. You can find us and look at our crazy studio. And
waving. Amazing. And we've got hashtag I'm activated.
I am activated.
Dash. I.
Hashtag.
Hashtag I'm activated.
I'm
messing this up.
Awesome. Yeah, that's okay. No editing here, so go for it.
All right. Also, big thank you to Sky. We mentioned her, but she's been doing a lot behind the scenes stuff.
She's been getting us great bookings. She hooked up with Michael, and we're booked out till September, dude.
Yeah, so you got to you want to be on the show.
We got some cool folks
coming up
too.
You got to do what you got to do.
Of course, all of our guests are amazing guests, Woo! And Michael is no exception. We're excited to talk to him.
That's right. Also, I'm on a campaign, Bobby.
A campaign.
I looked at our stats, and nobody's listening to us in New Mexico. So if you know somebody in New Mexico...
I know a couple people in New Mexico.
Oh, awesome. We got an in.
I will get you at least one listener in New Mexico. My commitment to you guys.
All right.
Awesome.
Hashtag, I'm activated.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's a be good, do good, baby.
Thanks, Michael.
Anytime.
So we wanted to talk about the painting just again.
We got the painting.
What painting are we talking about?
Oh my gosh. We've got to show it. We haven't uploaded the unveiling. Oh my goodness. So Michael, this is Cassie Swirls. She is a 5-year-old girl in Australia.
Wow.
And
Australia.
Portions of their stuff goes to
a lot of good causes.
Yeah, a lot of good causes. But she's 5 years old. You give her some. She takes some paint and a fork and some glitter, and she goes to town. And they say she's making some of the coolest universe paintings that are out there. And we got her to. She only can write in capital letters, so she got us a biz for good.
That is amazing. When I was 5 years old, the only thing I could use was spin art. I don't know if you remember in the day, but I just dated myself, obviously.
And, I remember that.
Oh, I had so much fun with that. That just went all over the house. I loved it.
That is awesome.
Yeah,
yes.
It was great.
That's super cool. So we'd love to say thank you to Cassie. We're going to have her and her mom on the show in August, right? August 3rd?
If something like that.
If Sky was here, she'd tell us yes, but yeah. Cool. Yeah.
So we'll start into the segments. The first one is Biz Hack.
Biz hack today. Biz hack. How are you going to hack the biz today?
So I heard this was a routine that Tony Robbins did. Now, I don't know if it's 100% accurate, but that's what I heard.
You found it on the internet, right? And then it's
It was another guy that was they were mentors together or whatever. So if he said it, it must be true. But I'll go
through. Well, Michael
this.
Has been to Tony, and he's good friends with Tony, so we can...
We'll see if this...
good friends might be a little bit of a stretch.
He really did that well.
It was 14 years ago, and I was on the list of people who purchased tickets. That's how close we are.
Very good. Very good. So he knows. I'm just saying. That's all right. I'm saying.
So we won't talk about these until after, okay?
Okay.
After I'm done.
Oh, you're going to list them, then we're going to talk? Because you know we started running away. Is that what you're telling me?
So let me just read it, and then we'll talk about it. Is that cool?
Fine.
I'm sorry.
Let's do it.
All right, the morning routine that he talked about to get you in the mindset of, you know, moving forward and moving your business and self-improvement is these 6 questions. All right, you ready? You ask these questions to yourself every morning. First one is, what am I happy about in my life right now? What about that makes me happy?
Is that the second question?
It's like a follow. They're like follow-up questions. How does it make you feel?
Is that all the same question?
That's one question.
Okay.
Number two is, what am I excited about in my life right now? What about that makes me excited? How does it make me feel?
Got it.
Third one is, what am I proud of my life right now? What about it makes me proud. How does it make me feel? Number 4, what am I grateful for in my life right now? What about that makes me grateful? How does it make me feel? Number 5, what am I enjoying most in my life right now? What about that do I enjoy? And how does it make me feel?
Awesome.
Number 6 is, what am I committed to in my life right now? What about that makes me committed? And how does it make me feel?
Awesome. What stands out to you, Michael?
Deep thoughts.
Yeah.
So you ask these questions and you start feeling grateful, or what am I excited about?
You know, it really comes down to, people talk about affirmations and stuff like that, but it really comes down to mindset. You know, if your mindset is about growing and moving forward and getting excited about life, then you bring more of that to you, right? But if your mindset is, man, life sucks, and gosh, why does life keep sucking? Well, that's what you're looking at.
Right. I couldn't agree more. I think it comes down to, at least for me, and the transformations that I've gone on throughout my life, is you have to first love yourself, and you have to treat yourself well. Absolutely. In order to be the best at whatever you're doing, and in order to treat others the way they deserve to be treated. So
yeah. You can't love others until you love yourself. Absolutely.
And, yeah, and I personally neglected that for years, and it showed up in who I was, and I wasn't the person that I am now and that I wanted to be. So for me, it all starts at that core and making sure that you're taking care of yourself, because you take care of yourself, then when you're taking care of others, you know, it's at a different level, and it just has a different meaning to it.
So true. That is super powerful.
So maybe some of these things you could apply in your morning routine.
Are you putting the biz hack on? You're putting it on the Facebook page, right?
It'll be later on today.
Okay, but it will be there.
It will be there.
I actually do some meditations that actually talk about a couple of these points through the meditation. So as I'm meditating, you know, they're talking about. Oh,
those would be great mantras. Six of those questions would be powerful mantras while you're meditating.
Yeah.
And you use a couple of them yourself.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Wow, awesome. All right, into the good news segment. This is a story of Shri. She comes from another country. I can't remember right now what country. I am so sorry, but it's on the Facebook page, and there's a video. It's an awesome story. It's called A Journey to Inspire, and I'm just going to talk about the story. You can go on her Facebook and watch the video, because they do much better than I can do. In a heartbeat, but
awesome.
She was like 23 years old, and she got into a motorcycle accident, and she was paralyzed from the chest down. And rather than woe is me and being in a wheelchair, she wants to do a journey to inspire. So she's going 1,200 miles, or she did 1,200 miles on a motorcycle. So she's
paralyzed from
the chest down.
Chest down.
She rigged this really cool motorcycle that she could put her wheelchair in, and then she's traveling 1,200 miles to visit people that are special needs or whatever, and trying to inspire them to get out. And there's a picture here. She's on a surfboard. So, anyways, watch the video. It's great. And she helps and works with an organization called UCP Wheels of Humanity.
Awesome. Check that out on the Facebook page. It's powerful.
Shree.
That's amazing.
That is so cool. Life, we complain, people, we complain and worry about stuff, and sometimes you don't realize just how amazing life is.
How fortunate we are. And the things that people complain about are utterly ridiculous. I used to complain about these things. Like, I don't need to hear about
our first world problems.
The weather and the traffic. Oh my God, the world is going to end.
Yeah.
And you look at somebody like Shri, and then, you know, it just kind of humbles you.
It took me an hour to get to work. Oh man, life sucks. No, actually, it's pretty beautiful that you have a job to go to or whatever.
And the cool thing, I mean, she was hit by a motorcycle.
And she's driving.
And then she's on, so she's facing, you know, something that's probably traumatic to her.
Facing her fears.
That's powerful.
You know, something that really everybody, anyone who can face their fears and overcome them. I mean, I've been reading this book, The Obstacle is the Way.
Ooh.
It's an amazing book. And
The Obstacle is the Way.
Yeah.
Do you know who the author is?
I should know the author.
That's okay.
I've been talking about this book.
Let's
so
put it on
times.
Facebook. I like it when folks...
I will let you know.
I'm always looking for a new good book.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, because most people are, you know, worried about, all right, how am I going to get around this? How am I going to avoid this? How am I not going to deal with this? I don't want to deal with it. But the answer is the title of the book, that the obstacle, whatever that obstacle is in your life, is the way. Shri's a perfect example
of that.
Don't
run away from it.
Yeah.
Go face it head on and grow from it and become better.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Awesome. Powerful.
All right.
We have our guest here today that gets to
the quote of the day.
Quote of the day.
Beautiful. Okay. Don't get mad. Don't get even. Do better. Much better. Rise above. Become so in. What is that word?
Engulfed.
Engulfed.
It's spelled weird right there.
These
it looks weird.
LASIK surgery. But become so engulfed in your own success that you forget it ever happened.
Whoa, I love that. Become so engulfed in your own success, forget whatever bad stuff, blah, 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 or just acknowledge that, hey, it's what made you successful.
Yeah, I feel. Did you pick that quote out for me personally? Because
yeah, we. It we really. Said Michael Dash is coming. Let's give him that quote.
Well,
it resonates. Because
that's his thing.
It definitely resonates. I used to be the guy who would get mad, and who would figure out how do I get even. I'm not going to let this person one up me and get me, and everything that reads onto. Is who the person I've become, and focusing on, you know, that success and realizing, you know, you're here for a reason, and you know, it's not to worry about if somebody stabbed you in the back, how you're going to get them back. It's, you know what? It's more about like, hey, now I have one less person I have to worry about in my life doing that to me again.
Awesome. With that said, should we jump right into, or do we have anything else, or should we jump right in? Because I think that's going to lead right into talking about Mr. Dash.
Right into the interview.
So let because you've kind of hinted, you know, you said I used to be that guy. So we kind of want to know, can you kind of give us your anthology, kind of the story of your maybe transformation, or just let us get to know Michael Dash.
Sure. Yeah. If you couldn't tell, even though I'm trying to keep it at a minimum, this accent is actually not from Utah.
this is a Utah accent.
Right on. I'm from Texas, but nobody says I have a Texas accent. So I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah, I either get New York or Boston.
You can tell.
Yeah. Well, don't say Boston.
Oh, right. Understood.
New York is fine.
Jersey, baby.
Yeah, I'm actually originally from Jersey.
That's it.
Yeah, I grew up in Jersey, and my father was an entrepreneur. So I grew up in a house where he worked a ton, and he wore his emotions on his sleeve. And, you know, I worked with him at an early age, starting at 10 years old, helping him out in the stores and everything. And he would actually, you know, he would get upset at his employees and vocalize it. And so that's what I learned. And that's kind of the mentality that was ingrained in me. Not that he was trying to do that, but, you know.
Just he was being the best dad he could, and that's what that dad did.
Right, exactly. And you know, as I, you know, I went to school, I went to college in Maryland, and then I got a job in the staffing business in New York City. So I worked in New York for 10 years. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Manhattan,
NYC, baby.
Oh, yep. Wow. The.
Lived there, worked there, did the grind, you know.
What years?
So that was I've been here 10 years now.
Oh, so it was,
so it was the previous 10 years.
So you were 9/11? You were there?
I was there for 9/11.
Oh, wow.
My brother was actually working in the commodities exchange, which is across from where the planes hit. Wow. He saw the second plane hit, and he ran out and hopped on a ferry because he lived in Hoboken, and darted back to Hoboken, which is across the Hudson.
Wow.
Yeah. We couldn't reach him. All the phone lines were busy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was. So I was there for that.
Craziness.
Yeah.
Wow.
So after all that happened, you know, I was working in New York City, and I was actually called. This is how I came to Utah, because everybody asked me, like, why are you here? What made you come here?
From New York City.
Yeah. Now, it's somewhat cool to come to Utah now. It's a lot cooler than it was 10 years ago. 10 years ago,
people. Utah? What are you crap you want to be there for?
They didn't believe me. They're like,
I came here 21 years ago. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Nobody knew what Utah was.
So a lot of my friends thought I was in California and just lying to them, but, no, I was in Utah.
That's awesome.
I basically was calling on E-Trade Financial in New York City, and they said to me, we don't have any business here. If you happen to know somebody in Sandy, Utah, we're trying to hire 200 financial service reps in the next 3.5 weeks.
Wow.
I happened to know one person in Utah. And I had worked with her at my previous company in staffing. I called her up. I said, hey, do you want to put a bid on this? You know, this is an amazing opportunity. If you don't want to, I'll find somebody else. And she was like, yeah, let's put a bid in. Put the bid in. We won it. We filled all 200 positions in 3.5 weeks. Then we got projects in Alpharetta, Georgia, Jersey City, and Tampa, Florida. And in 1 year, we filled 800 positions for E-Trade. And that was a side hustle at the time because I still had my regular job in New York.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's when I said, okay, I don't need to really work for anybody anymore.
It's time to jump off.
Right. That's what led me out to Utah and opening Parallel HR.
Wow. Awesome. That's a cool story.
Yeah.
so you know, I like to say, because you just mentioned your business, Parallel HR, and we're going to get there. We want to talk about it, but let's ask our standard question first and then go to that. What do you think? Should we find out about his business and then what Biz for Good means to Michael? What do you think, Michael?
Let's roll with it.
Okay.
Let's Whatever roll with is it. Flowing. Okay. We all Since believe you opened in flow.
It, yes, we all it, believe so. In flow. Let's go with the flow and say, flow. I think you were just connecting. What is Parallel HR and what does that do? And then we'll talk about what Biz for Good means to you. So.
Sure. Great. So, yeah, Parallel HR Solutions, we are a technology staffing partner. You know, we do some financial staffing as well and some other support roles, but mainly focused in the technology sector. So we partner with organizations in Utah, but also throughout the country, several clients in New York, Connecticut, Miami, Austin, and we help them identify talent out in the marketplace to help them fill their open headcount in around technology. And, you know, as you know, in Utah, I mean, it's just blown up here.
There's a lot of tech here now.
Oh, yeah. Ton of tech.
It has been crazy.
Ton of tech, yeah. And unemployment's like, in the tech market's like 1% or whatever. So it's challenging. Now it's one of the biggest challenges.
Find a better job. Go to the next cool job.
Yeah,
That's
yeah.
what everybody's doing. It's like, wow, there's, because everybody's hungry to get people staffed. It didn't used to be like that.
Yeah, no, it's completely true. And, you know, it's a challenge in the type of ecosystem that we're in, because you end up really stealing candidates from other companies here locally. And we take the approach that we like to partner with companies who are open to relocating people from outside of the state. And who are open to, you know, exploring other avenues like the H-1B avenue and things of that nature. And since, you know, I came from out of the state, you know, and several of my employees are not from Utah either, we can relate to people who are thinking about moving here and who haven't. We can tell them the positives, the negatives, the reality of it. You know, when I moved here, all I knew is a perception of Utah. Right.
Yep.
And like my friends, when I came out here, I said, "Oh, you're gonna get three wives. Okay, yeah, good for you.
That's a thing."
Yeah, and I'm still single. I mean, I don't know how that works, but you know.
But yeah, it doesn't always work out.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, there is. You know, I like to say, what you don't know, you don't know. You know, and
true.
People who aren't here, really, they don't know about it, even though Utah is now published in multiple publications like Forbes and so forth, as, you know.
Well, the Olympics helped. The
yeah.
Olympics helped a little.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a city. It is a place on the map. There's more people than just the Mormons.
Yeah. Salt Lake City, actually, especially over the last 10 years, has become extremely diverse.
Yeah.
The state itself is predominantly still, you know, Mormon, but mm-hmm. Salt Lake City itself is predominantly not. It's yeah. actually the opposite. That's mm-hmm. what I found.
Yeah.
So it's a good mix.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Awesome. So that's what you do. So what is...
Go for it.
I'm hogging up the interview, Ryan.
Do it,
I apologize.
Do it.
I'm just going with the flow here, man. I'm just feeling it. So, Biz for Good, we always ask all of our folks, you know, our philosophy is that the true secret to success is the impact you can make on others, the connections you can make, the be good, do good attitude that you can have in this life. What does Biz for Good mean to Michael Dash and your business and what you're doing and all the things you're doing?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm a big believer in paying it forward. You know, I always say pay it forward, it'll always pay you back. And, you know, I've participated in a lot of different nonprofit organizations and activities.
Tell
and
us about
some. Have incorporated those into my business.
Yeah, I know you've done a lot. So, yeah, sorry, I'm getting ahead. I apologize.
No.
I'm getting excited. I apologize.
Listen,
so, I'll just let you go.
When there's two guys talking who both obviously have ADD, you know, it's a challenge.
Man, he caught on really quick, didn't he? That didn't take very long at all.
I know the signs.
Okay, I'll shut up.
You know, one of the things, actually, I'll just start with my business. One of the things I do with my business is we have a community service program. So we allow all our employees to take a day off or split it up 8 hours anytime throughout the year to go volunteer at, you know, any community service event of their choosing that really means something to them. And we encourage that, and we rolled that out.
So you don't
out.
Have a list of approved stuff?
No, no.
If they feel strong about it, then that's yeah. their and it's their passion, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. You know, right. Everybody has a different cause. Like, everybody's walked in so a different true. Path. So, you know, my cause might be one thing because it affected a family member, and somebody's going to have something different. So we allow them to choose, and we encourage that. And then, you know, we also, every year I've brought the whole company out to the homeless shelter, and we'll feed the homeless. We'll cook the food for them, and awesome. We'll feed the homeless down at the road home. Or last year we actually went and we played with the kids at one of the places in, I believe it's in Murray, one of the homeless shelters there. Mm-hmm. So we're always, you know, trying to push a positive message that way. As far as, like, awesome. Some of the major other organizations that I've been a part of, when I moved to Utah, I was already I had already been selected to run the New York City Marathon, and I had never run a marathon before. I put my name in, it's a lottery, and I came out here and I was like, oh, I gotta train for this thing, right?
And I'm like, damn, I got selected. I didn't think I was gonna get selected.
So I was like, man, how am I gonna train for this alone? This is gonna be a challenge. And I literally, like, was here a week. I walked in a pizza shop and I saw a flyer for a team in training. Now, team and training is part of the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, and they actually train you to run marathons, and you raise money while they do that for you, and that all goes to LLS and to their leukemia research, cancer research, and so forth. So I went to a meeting.
That was 10 days after you got to Utah.
That was 10 days after I got to Utah, yeah.
Wow.
I went to a meeting, and they got me. So I was just, I heard some of the stories, and, you know, there was a gentleman in my brother's grade in high school who's the valedictorian who had a full ride to Cornell, who actually passed away at like 23 from leukemia. And this guy was so healthy. And then there was another gentleman who was on a wrestling team in our neighboring city. We actually had one wrestling team when we were growing up with two high schools combined.
Oh, interesting.
He was like an all-state wrestler, and then he also got leukemia and passed away. So while I didn't have, like, family members that were afflicted, I had those things, like, that were pretty close to me seeing that. And you know, it was a cause that pulled at me. So I joined, and then I ended up running four marathons with them. I did New York, I did Salt Lake City, I did Vancouver, Canada, and Anchorage, Alaska.
Wow.
And,
wow.
Yeah, and I raised money for them for all four of those.
Yeah, was it something like $70,000 or something like that? Or?
Actually, fast forward, great segue. Fast forward, you know, 3 years. After my third marathon, I had back surgery. And then I tried working out too quick, and I had another back surgery. So I had two more back surgeries. I decided, because this was the state of mind I was in at that time, I had to prove to myself I could run one more marathon after these back surgeries. So I did it. It was painful, and I said, all right, I'm hanging it up, right? Mm-hmm. So I didn't do anything with LLS for 3 years. And then last year, they randomly called me, and they're like, congratulations. I'm like, on what? And they're like, you've been nominated for the Man of the Year, Woman of the Year fundraising competition. And I'm like, oh, that sounds like a lot of work. And, you know, at the time, I was in kind of a negative state of mind. I was trying to find excuses why not to do this. But I said, you know what, I'll go meet with you. Fine, I'll meet with you. So I met with them. They told me what it was all about. And they told me, you know, here are the two kids we're doing it in honor of, like two four-year-olds here in Utah, four and a five-year-old here in Utah who had leukemia, who are going through chemo. And it was over then. There was, like, no possible way I could say no. So Even though I was like, how am I going to do this? Then it turned to, okay, I'm going to go all out. And, you know, I formed a team and had some great friends who helped me out. And over 10 weeks, I put together several fundraising events. I threw a foodie event. I had four chefs cooking live. I had 75 people there, an open bar, the whole deal. And in 10 weeks, we were able to raise $75,000.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And look, I'll tell you, as I was in it, I was like, this is the worst thing ever. Like, I was so stressed out, right? Mm. Because I was doing all these other things. But after it was over, you know, it was the most fulfilling thing that I've really ever done in my life. And, you know, I was really proud of it. And, you know, it's things like that that are, you know, important.
That matter.
Yeah. When you can have an impact on, you know, these two little kids. Right. And I'm complaining that this guy quit in my office and walked out without giving me notice. And I'm like, this is BS, you know, man, I hate business and I hate this. Da, 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 da. And like, I mean, it was a ridiculous.
Put some perspective into it.
Oh, yeah. 100%. 100%. It allowed me to start changing the way I thought about things and approached life. Not only my business, but life.
So is that what started you on a positive path or path to positivity? Or
yeah. That was one of the things. And then in November, I went on a trip to Bali. It was called Unconventional Life. And it was a bunch of like entrepreneurs who wanted to kind of transform their life and kind of, you know, maybe work, not be stuck in an office so much, like where, you know, create the life you want and everything and things like that. And, you know, I attended this, I mean, we briefly talked about this before, but one of the sessions they had there was on flow. And I didn't know what flow was. Right. Like,
Flo, isn't she working from the back?
Oh,
she Flo. Hey,
when they said
she's a waitress.
When they said
kiss my grits, that dates me. You guys don't even know what I'm talking about, dude.
I do.
Oh, you do? Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't. I'm an East Coast guy. Grits and the East Coast, all they don't get along.
Alice, the show, the TV show. Yeah, it was a while back. 70s. It was in the 70s.
You'll have to shoot it over on the VHS. Give me the VHS copy.
Yeah, probably got it.
When I go back home to visit my parents, they still have theirs. So don't worry.
Very good.
And eight mil.
Yeah, there you go.
The flow.
We took it off. Yeah, took you totally out of flow. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's totally it's totally fine.
Ryan did it too. It's your fault.
So you know, as I was sitting there listening to flow. You know, look, I was a guy who worked in New York City, and I used to walk down the street, and when somebody would look at me, I would think, you know what I would think to myself? What? Yeah, like, what the hell is he looking at, or is she looking at? That's what I would think to myself. Just that negative mindset, mm-hmm. right? And Flo was just talking about, just, first of all, clearing out all these negative beliefs that you have, and they go through this process and everything, and then putting in positive beliefs, and really the whole theory behind it of if it's not a hell yes in whatever you do in your life, it should be an F no.
There you go.
Right?
That's the biz hack for the day, too. Yeah, I've heard that before, and it's true. It's true. Yeah,
very true.
And then
if you want to learn more about flow... Flo.
The psychology.
Mihai Csikszentmihalyi. I just love saying his name. I like bringing his book up because it's fun to say his name. Mihai Csikszentmihalyi. It took me like 3 days to learn how to say his name.
Mihai.
Don't test me on that. That won't go well with this accent. No.
Right on.
You know, and it also talks about following your intuition, right? And manifesting your future. Right. So if you really want something and you continually talk about it, then, you know, and you reach out to people about it, then they're going to have connections to it. And somebody else's, it's going to resonate with somebody. And that's how you manifest your future, you know, and where you want it to be. And so true. And that's and then following that intuition. Right.
Yeah.
And
that's how the Biz for Good Show's started.
Yeah, you just started talking about it. People talk about the secret that it's. Guess what, guys? It's not a secret. What you look at is what you find. I mean, it's really simple. What you put out in the world, you get back. I mean, it's not rocket science.
It's funny that
we get these aha moments and like, oh my gosh, this concept is really simple.
Yeah.
But why don't we do it?
I think we get stuck between our right ear and our left ear.
Yeah. We're our own worst enemy, as usual.
Yep.
Yeah.
So while I was sitting there, real quickly, while I was sitting there listening to this, I was leaning over to the person next to me, like, because these people were giving examples of how this affected their life, and I was leaning over to the person next to me, and I was like, yeah, you know what we call that back east? That's called coincidence, okay? All right? This is not this flow. Give me a break with this BS, right? This is what I was doing during their session. And the person's just like, just listen to them. Just listen. So I just sat there and listened. And they asked a question at the end of it. And I don't know what came over me, but there were like 30 people there. And I knew like two of them. And I raised my hand and I just like dumped a whole bunch of stuff out about what I was going through personally. I was dealing with a lawsuit. I was letting it affect me. And I was a real negative attitude and, you know, a bunch of other things. And then the two people said, hey, let's talk before you leave. And I sat down and I talked to him for about an hour beforehand. And I was still skeptical. But on my flight back, I was like, you know what? Maybe it would be nice to live in a positive mindset. Maybe it would be nice to approach things and look at everything from the good that could come out of it versus the bad part of it, which is what I used to look at. And that's when I said, you know what? I'm going to take their course. And I did. And it started totally changing my mindset.
Wow. That is powerful.
You know, a lot of wows out of us today.
Yeah. You're wowing us. Man, that's awesome. That's good stuff. I mean, transformations are the most powerful pieces. When we know that this didn't work, this life didn't work for us, and now we can be an example for others to say, you know what? When I did this, this is the life I wanted to have.
Yeah.
Is that true? Is this the life you wanted to have?
It is, and it's getting there. And, you know, look, we're all a work in progress, right? We're all a work in progress, right? There's always going to be moments where you react like your old self. Right, but now I can recognize that right away and correct it, instead of let it permeate and then continue and try to improve on it. And you know, so those are really important things to me. And you know, I try every day.
I'm
activated. I am activated.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The letter I, the letter M, and activated. I am activated.
I am activated.
Yes. Check out our page on Facebook and check our...
Is it / I am activated?
No, it's just the letter I am activated.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. Pop it right in. I thought you said slash or something.
Oh, yeah. Slash for Facebook. So facebook.com/... I am activated,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
There you go. Check that out. That leads us into the last question. And I'm going to give that to you, Ryan, because I think he's just set up that last question powerfully, powerful. Folks, we want to give you a gold nugget that you can take with you and use in business or in your life. And let's let... I'll shut up now.
You're totally cool, Bobby.
You said that like four times already.
I know. I'm so full of crap.
Never say that because I won't shut up.
There you go. Okay, I have just learned something new today that I'll get to.
Apparently. How do you stay positive when challenged or when life challenges your business or in life? How do you stay positive?
Yeah, I think, a lot of it is what we talk about in activation, and a lot of other things, and flow is part of it also. But I've been in a 5.5-year lawsuit with my ex-business partner. 5.5 years. Just litigation's drawn on and on and on. And for most of that time, I let it affect me. I was miserable. I didn't treat people well. I still went out and in the workplace. I still went out and volunteered and, you know, gave back and everything. But my life wasn't succinct, right? I was acting one way in the office, frustrated, angry, bitter, and I was acting another way out in the world, which is the way I want to act everywhere, right? And, you know, being in this lawsuit, it's obviously cost a lot of money, and it's been very emotional, and that's what's affected me most. But more than anything, it's eaten away time. And, you know, look, you can make money. You can make it back again. If you know how to make money, you can make money, right? It's not about money. But time, once it's gone, it's gone. And you can't get it back. No. So, you know, after my trip to Bali, and I came back, I'm part of a couple entrepreneur organizations, one being YEC. It's an organization with
Young Entrepreneurs
Council. Yes. Yeah. It's a organization with founders who are 40 and under who are doing over a certain amount in revenue.
Dang it, I can't be a part of that group.
Sorry, buddy. Yeah.
And just for full discretion, I got in before I was 40.
Okay? Oh, very good. All right.
And there was an event that we have, and we have every year up in Powder Mountain, where people from all over the country come because it's a national organization. And, you know, one of my entrepreneur buddies came and he said, hey, I'm going to activate everybody at this event. And I said, what are you talking about? What do you mean you're going to activate everybody? And he's like, well, I just want to make sure everybody's having a great time, positive energy, you know, having a positive mindset and things of that nature. And I said, you know what? That sounds cool. I'm going to activate more people than you are. And
he's not competitive at all.
So what started off as kind of a joke, everybody really resonated with it afterwards, and we decided to, you know, do something with it. And like basically what activation means is we follow five principles, and it's spelled out paper. Okay. The first thing is being positive about everything you do and looking for the positive in your life and in people. Right.
Love it.
The second is being authentic. Being authentic to who you are.
Nice.
Because everybody's going to have an opinion of you, and it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter what other people think about you. Be who you are, right?
Oh, awesome.
Authentic.
Authentic.
The
Let's do another. Wow, that's awesome.
Wow.
The third is being passionate about everything.
Oh, we don't got any of that around.
You two need an injection of passion, okay?
Yeah, that's right. And, never enough.
Yeah, and really, you know, hustling. Regardless of what you're doing, put all your heart
Mr.
into
v.
it. Hustle every day.
Mr. V, to, you know, to check.
Yeah,
to
I mean,
check.
Give it all you got. You know, what's the sense in showing up to work if you're not going to give it all you have? It's just like in sports when we were kids. When you're practicing, give it everything.
110%. I remember
exactly.
The coach. I'm like, dude, that math, I'm not sure it works, but hey, I'll give it my best.
Yeah, you know, the fourth principle is being empathetic to others
and
paying it forward, like I said before. You know,
did you guys just come up with that?
Yeah, we came up with these.
Powerful.
And the last one is being resilient. Like, we are all going to get knocked down in life, right?
Oh my
Everybody's
gosh.
Going to. But the fact of the matter is, it doesn't matter.
I need a shirt. We need a shirt.
We will get you shirts. We will get you shirts.
Okay.
And, you know, it doesn't matter what, you know, your mother-in-law says or what your boss says or how they act or what they do to you or what the
four agreements, baby. You don't take anything personal
or
what, it's never about you.
Yeah. And the biggest one is, or what the president says, because we had all this turmoil out here with the election and all this negativity.
Yeah.
Everybody is in charge of paving their own path.
Yes.
Right. And when,
amen. Yeah, when, amen, brother.
Hallelujah.
When you get knocked down, you know, it's not about how many times you get knocked down. It's
how
about
many times you get
exactly how many times you get back up and how you're going to pave your path forward. And that's
I am activated right
yes.
now.
Yes, that's what I like
totally
to hear.
Activated.
We have
this
activation
awesome.
Going on here.
Ding, ding, ding.
I mean, this is amazing. Amazing.
I love it. Oh, people in the audience, you've got to be here. I know you got to be feeling this. This is thank you, Mr. Dash. This is
absolutely,
awesome.
Absolutely. And you know, we're just starting with the activation movement, but I encourage everybody to go on like our page, follow us. You know, we put out quotes of the day, motivating quotes of the day and things of that nature.
Do you have a meetup or anything? Do you guys meet?
What we're going to do is we're actually having in LA on Sunday night, we're having our first entrepreneur activated dinner. But it's not just for entrepreneurs activation. This is for everybody. And it's we actually have following from around the world. So there's a lot of people in other countries. Awesome. And Parveen Panwar is the my friend, a fellow entrepreneur who started it. And I jumped on board with him. And he's actually from India. So we have a following. I have an office in India. We have a nice following over there. So we're going to start having challenges. We're going to have a smile challenge, something real simple. Everybody just smile, take a picture, post it. And then we're going to roll out a bunch of other challenges. We're putting everything together as is. And we'll get you shirts. We'll put a store up there also as well. So everything, we'll keep you updated so you can update your audience.
Let Biz for Good. We want to be a part of it, man. We want to promote that, do whatever, because that is just such a B for G.
B for G.
And I try to bring it into my office because, bring that high level of energy into the office and activate everybody and make sure everybody's just, doing the best they can every day and giving it their all and being positive about it.
Awesome. On that note, I have a feeling we could talk all day with Mr. Dash.
We could be here all day.
I just love your last name, Mr. Dash.
Michael Dash.
It's just the coolest name.
Nobody loves it as much as I do. I wish I had something to do with it, but I can only thank my grandfather when he came over from Russia, Romania, that he changed it. To Dash. It used to be like Dashevsky, and if I had to grow up with that name, I'll take Dash any day of the week.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you, Michael, for being on the show. Thank you so much for bringing your energy, your activation. I think we've both felt it. We want to be a part. So keep in touch with us. We'll spread the word. You spread the word. Let's get out there.
Awesome. Can I mention one more thing?
All your stuff. Ryan usually catches it.
Oh, okay. Hand it off to Ryan, and I'll let him hand it back to me.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm just crushing the flow of this show, aren't I?
I love it.
Oh, that's awesome. No, yeah, where can we find you? How can we find Michael Dash and all you're doing?
And everything that's going on.
All you're doing.
So I wanted to just mention one more organization I'm a part of that means a lot to me. It's called Survivor to Thriver. And it's here in Utah, and we're helping people who've been in abusive relationships. And it's a nonprofit that's just started, and we're having our first event Friday the 21st. It's over at Infinity Center. It's at 7 p.m. to midnight.
That's next Friday?
Next Friday. It's called Awaken the Thriver Within. And there's three or four different speakers, DJ, food.
So we can put this, can we put this flyer up on our Facebook page?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Put that up there. And you can get tickets on that website. And
I think it goes
That's good, isn't it?
At Survivor to Thriver. On the Facebook page, and then info@thriver@gmail.com. And we'd love to have you there. It's going to be a great event. There's going to be a sound bath, healing there, hors d'oeuvres, drinks, dancing, education, keynote speakers, and all that jazz, and a silent auction and all that. So I just wanted to make sure I plugged that because it's been surprising
to midnight.
Me. Yeah, yeah.
Is there going to be dancing?
There is going to be dancing.
Oh, good. Yeah, I can get my wife there then. She'll come with
me. Yeah, please come.
Dancing is right up our alley. We'll be there.
Yeah.
What is there a price?
Yeah, I believe it's $20 or $25 a ticket. I'm sorry, I don't.
But
feel free if you'd like to donate. Yeah, $25 a ticket. There we go.
Oh, very good.
And
that's a good date night right there. That's a perfect date night.
It was surprising to me how bad of a situation we have here in Utah when it comes to domestic abuse. I mean, I had no idea before I moved out here. It definitely needs attention. It's
unfortunate.
Around it. Yeah.
The more awareness we can get, the better.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Awesome.
So in terms of finding
how
me.
How can we find you? Yeah.
So you can find me at parallelhr.com. I mean, my email is michael.dash@parallelhr.com. You can find me there. You can find me on my Facebook page, my Instagram, on my LinkedIn. I don't hide. My information is out there in public. Anybody who's going through a challenging time in any of these areas, feel free to reach out to me. I'd love to speak to them and let them know,
Get them activated.
Get them activated. Absolutely. Yeah, nice. Get them activated.
You have got two new followers, though.
So. Awesome. Awesome. Just keep spreading the word and keep spreading positivity.
Awesome. Oh, hey, with that, Let's end it, my brother.
Let's end it.
Hashtag
be good, do good. Good.
Hashtag be good, do good. Good.
Hashtag be good, do good.
Thank you for listening to the Biz for Good show series with Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. We want to thank our guests and all our fans of the show. Again, you can find us online at bizforgoodshow.com and on all our social platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. Have a great day, and remember, be good, do good.